Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and you, you and you too. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. We thank God for each of you today that's calling in, that's chiming in to be a part of this live studio show. We are Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we're here with PSM Live and Prophetic Perspectives, and we thank and praise God for this another opportunity. The Lord is good. He's great. He's awesome. Praise the Lamb of God, and he's also great and awesome in our lives. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, for all of the support on last night. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful outpouring of the blessing of God upon the people that pressed their way, hallelujah, to this miracle service on last night. You would not believe the outpouring. You would not believe the prophetic utterance. You would not believe the holy mantle was out. And let me tell you something, people of God. God did a wonderful, wonderful work in the lives of those, praise the Lamb of God, that came under the mantle, God did a wonderful work in the lives of those. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Who received prophetic utterances. I tell you, accuracy. Praise the Lamb of God. So accurate. The Lord was just, oh my God, he was so rich to us. We can't do nothing but tell him thank you over and over and over and over again for his goodness towards us. He is an awesome God. He is an awesome God, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're listening via the internet and you would like to chime in, praise the Lamb of God, and call into the studio and be a part of our live studio, the number is area code 646-564-9818. That's area code 646-564-9818. People of God, it's Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. And I believe I'll testify while I have the chance, because I just may not have this chance anymore. One of the things the Lord spoke last night, praise the Lamb of God, was about our testimonies. Hallelujah. Our witness is so important, people of God. Our witness is so important that a miracle cannot transpire without a witness. Praise the Lamb of God. God desires to have a witness, hallelujah, to the miracle, so that the witness, praise the Lamb of God, will testify concerning the goodness of the Lord. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And we must come to the place, praise God, that we are, hallelujah, witness bearers, that we carry the word of God as much as possible, as far as possible, praise the Lamb, so that God can receive the glory, hallelujah, out of all we say and do. Out of all we say and do, people of God, we want God to receive the glory, hallelujah. Man, I tell you, when you do this, praise God, it excites heaven. Hallelujah. You set yourself up for more. You set yourself up for God to use you in a greater way, praise the Lamb of God, because once God finds out that you don't mind telling it, he's going to give you some more to tell. I'll say it again. Once God finds out, praise the Lamb of God, that you don't mind telling it, he's going to give you more to tell. Praise the Lamb of God. Once God, hallelujah, see your faith, praise the Lamb of God, and your belief in him, my God, people of God, he causes you to move, praise the Lamb of God, in a powerful, powerful, powerful way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He lets you see. He lets you be exposed to prophetic miracles, praise the Lamb of God, to prophetic utterances that come true right before your very eyes. He allows you to see people's conditions and see them change, because you are one of those people, praise the Lamb of God, that will share with others. Hallelujah. People of God, it's a wonderful day in Zion. Hallelujah. Last night, Lord have mercy. Y'all hear my voice? Last night, people of God, let me tell you something here. The intercessors was in the house. Bertha Pruitt and the gang, Nettie Clark, all of them was in the house. Praise the Lamb of God, interceding. My sons, Raphael, praise the Lamb of God, and Reggie was ready to serve. Met me at the car as soon as I drove up. Praise the Lamb of God, in their normal fashion. Hallelujah. It was like a miniature gathering almost. Praise God. We have people from various churches, hallelujah, coming, that came in, praise the Lamb of God, to receive the healing oil, to receive the oil from the mantle. And people of God, I tell you, it was a move, hallelujah, that nobody can deny that God was not in the house. Hallelujah. No one can deny that. God was in the house, and he released, hallelujah, the glory upon us. That angel, my goodness, and Cheryl Bundy, hallelujah, was in the house singing last night, praise and worship. Hallelujah. Joseph was on keyboard. We had it last night, praise the Lamb of God. And I don't know what happened. I was sitting down in the Lord sanctuary, down in the fellowship hall area, praise God, in the study there where I like to go and just be by myself. And I'm sitting down there, and the power of the Lord fell so heavy down there, praise the Lamb of God, before I came upstairs into the sanctuary. The Lord was moving mightily, people of God. Hallelujah. It was awesome, I tell you. Hallelujah. He rolled me and invested me in his own garment, praise the Lamb of God, in the garment of Elijah. Hallelujah. And I was able to walk in that, praise the Lamb, and give God victory and glory as I went. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful, awesome, mighty, mighty God we serve. What a wonderful, awesome, mighty God we serve. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like our God. And there is nothing that our God can do. Praise the Lamb of God. I hope that you're excited. Praise the Lamb of God about God today. Praise the Lamb of God. I just hope you are excited about God today. Praise the Lord. Our co-host, Pastor Lawrence London Jr., I'm sure he's going to try to get on again, people of God, but he is in training. Praise the Lamb of God for a new position, and we're praying him through that the Lord will allow him to catch on. Praise the Lamb of God to his new employment. Amen. And that the Lord will bless him. Praise the Lamb of God. Even if he can't come on the show, praise the Lamb of God, I'm sure he will hear from him again, because I think he's going to be working the night shift, so he may be able to come on the show during the day. But in the daytime right now, he is training for his position. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's going to be good for him. Hallelujah. You know, he has children and things of that nature, so he has to be taken care of. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must understand that as we go. Praise God, that he must be taken care of. Praise the Lamb. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. God is just so good to us. God is just so very, very good to us, so wonderful to us, people of God. And we must keep our minds and our hearts, praise the Lamb of God, in tune to the move of God and what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Today is Testimony Tuesday. I'm waiting on the board to light up. I'm just waiting on the board to light up. Nobody has lit up the board to say, I want to testify. Anytime today, praise the Lamb of God, you can bring your testimony forward and share it. Praise the Lamb of God, those that were at the gathering. You can call in, praise the Lamb of God, and give your testimony, hallelujah, of how God blessed you last night. We want it told. Praise the Lamb of God. We want it told. We want somebody to know, praise the Lamb of God, just how good God is. Praise God. We want them to know just how good God is, because our God is an awesome God. There is none like him nowhere in the earth, in the heavens, beneath the earth, above the earth, above the heavens. No one can find anybody that is like our God. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, look at the people chiming in, even here on Facebook. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All of those that listen to Twan, Sharla, oh my goodness, there y'all are chiming in today. Praise the Lamb of God. I am so excited about what's going on. Praise the Lamb. Oh, they're talking about Angel on the Page. Oh my goodness. What people of God, I just wish everybody could have been there. PSM, you know I love you. You know I love you, Prophetic Truth. Praise the Lamb. And I just wish everybody could have been there to receive the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. The Spirit was rich for us. Somebody's going to testify there. I promise you we're going to receive testimony from somebody who was there today, and they're going to share the goodness of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. I know Reggie, oh, my God, he brought his some family members, praise the Lamb of God, believe with him. Oh, goodness, they received the blessing on last night. Praise the Lamb of God. They received the blessing on last night, and can't nobody deny that they didn't receive it. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Then this woman, I don't know who she was, she prophesied to me last night. Oh my God, this woman prophesied to me. It was off the Richter scale. It was off the chain. Praise the Lamb of God. This woman of God, praise the Lamb. Bertha is going to have to tell me who that woman was again. I know she's a member of Bertha's church, a little prophetess, little short lady. OMG, that woman prophesied. Praise the Lamb, told me stuff that only God has spoken to me. My God in heaven. Wait a minute, we got callers here. Let me see who this is right here. Erico 630, your mic is hot.
Good morning, Prophet.
Good morning.
This is Shatwan.
Good morning, Shatwan.
Good morning. I just called in to testify that I did what you told me to do, and before I could get out, I felt better.
My goodness. Well, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling very good today.
Wonderful.
Very good.
Hallelujah. So the oil of the Lord, the instructions of the prophet, praise the Lamb of God, has rewarded you. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord has moved in the water and in the oil, praise the Lamb of God, and has revived you, has taken all of, off of you, praise the Lamb of God, and the pain is gone.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's what I'm
Hallelujah.
Talking about.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm getting ready to use the oil on my niece and my nephew. They running fevers and they sick, and I'm getting ready to use it on them.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we rebuke every devilish fever. Praise the Lamb of God. Back to the pit it go in Jesus' mighty name, even as the oil is put on your children. Father, allow the oil to run free. Praise the Lamb of God upon them that they might, hallelujah, receive the healing virtue of Jesus Christ. Girl, thank you for calling in. Oh, my goodness, following the instructions of the prophet, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that he gives you by the word of God, that God speaks, God establishes the thing, praise the Lamb of God, then he rewards you for your obedience, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, for your obedience. We might share a little excerpt of the message on last night. It was dealing right in that area, praise the Lamb. And go another caller, praise the Lamb. Erico 708. Your mic is
on. Good morning, Prophet Shakespeare. How are you?
Sandra, I'm doing good. How are you today?
I am so, so, so excited about what God is going to do in my life today. I have no idea what it is, but my spirits are so high. You know, I just have to call in and give the testimony on prayer. I'm so thankful to God that you're teaching us the avenues of prayer and how to intercede and how to enter into the presence of God. Ever since we left the gathering, I have been in this form of expectancy higher than I've ever been before. And I have found it to be so much easier to enter into the presence of God. I don't have to press as hard. It's just almost like as though God has just opened up that door, that avenue to me where I can enter into his presence. And, oh, my gosh, the soaking experience is so, so wonderful. I just have to tell somebody.
My goodness.
It's awesome. I'm so happy and excited. I'm about to jump out of my skin.
Oh, Jesus, Lord. Have mercy. Stay in your skin, girl. Stay in that skin. You're going to need it to get around, I'm telling you. Hallelujah, but I understand the level, praise the Lamb of God, I understand the level of your, praise the Lamb of God, testimony today, because when I first, I stumbled into the presence of the Lord like that. No
mm-hmm.
one gave me instructions. I'm telling you, all I could hear with the Spirit telling me was press into my presence, press
yes.
my presence. Just kept telling me that, and I kept saying, what does that mean? And I just kept pushing on that door until that door bust open, and praise the Lamb, I felt the Spirit of God when I said that. Wow! Hallelujah.
Yes.
My goodness.
I mean, it's even to the point, you know, as you were teaching yesterday about the songs and the melody. I've had that experience before every now and then, but here lately for the past month, it has been every night where when I go to sleep, I'm praising God. When I wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, I'm still praising God. I go back to sleep praising God. And then I get these songs that I wake up and I begin to sing these songs, and I didn't understand what they were until yesterday. Oh, my gosh, I'm telling you, it's just so wonderful.
My God in heaven, I tell you, if you really can tap into knowing what God... See, knowing what God is doing, praise the Lamb of God, and knowing the process is the battle won, praise the Lamb of God. If you can really just understand and experience God,
yes, yes.
God, boy. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful one. See, we get so excited. We get to shouting, and we get to going, and we get to moving, and we get to jumping. And then when it's over, we can't even explain what happened to us. Praise God. We can't even explain what happened. Oh, God, I don't know. All I know, I felt fire. And oh, Lordy, that, blah, 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 blah. But when you're in your own prayer closet and you're spending time with God, the process becomes so rich.
Yes.
Oh, my God, when you're in there sincerely, you're not in there playing, faking it, you know, till you make it. But you're with sincerity of heart, praise the Lamb of God, talking to the Lord and experiencing God. I'm telling you, once you get that breakthrough and then you understand that that effectual door is open for you to go in and out of, praise the Lamb of God. Once that door opened, praise the Lamb of God, God said no man can close it.
Yeah.
I set a door in heaven. That's what he says. It's in the book of Revelation. An effectual door is opened unto you. Praise the Lamb of God that you might go in and out of my presence at will. Hallelujah. Whoa! I'm going in and I'm not coming out. Praise the Lamb of God. That should be the cry and the plea of the people. It's Testimony Tuesday on the air, people of God. Sandra is testifying about her prayer life going to the next level. Some others of you should be able to testify concerning the same things. Praise the Lamb of God. How God has blessed you, how God has brought you through, and the things God has done for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And across this day, the mics will be open, praise the Lamb of God, for those of you who want to testify. Sandra, I feel led to pray for you right here. Father in heaven, I bless you for your daughter. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah for your mercy and your grace, Holy One. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That her life is changing right before her. By your spirit, not by power, by might, hallelujah, neither by the wisdom of man, but by your glorious presence, oh God, and your desire to draw your daughter closer. I pray now, Father, hallelujah, that her life is enriched. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I pray now, Father, hallelujah, that you speak clear words to her, and that as she, hallelujah, soaks in your presence, oh God. Hallelujah, that you would take everything off of her that you did not sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then that you would re-robe her and redress her, oh God. Be her tailor. Shroud her feet with the preparation of
hallelujah.
The gospel. Peace. Gird her loins, oh God. Hallelujah, with truth. Put on the blessed plate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit in our hands.
Yes,
and let her go forth, oh God. Sharing and testifying, hallelujah, and doing signs and wonders and miracles on your behalf so that you would receive the glory in the matchless name of Jesus, hallelujah, and amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless you, daughter.
Thank
you for coming
Father.
In today. Hallelujah. You and that Chitwan and set the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Today I tell you with your testimony, hallelujah. Now I need somebody who don't mind praying for us today, praise the Lamb of God, who do not mind, praise the Lamb of God, praying for the show today, praying for the people of God. If you're here today, you don't mind praying for us, interceding, praise God, press 1 on your dial today, hallelujah, and you can be the one who will lead us in prayer today. Praise the Lamb. Can we have one today? Praise God. Just push 1 on your dial, hallelujah, and praise the Lamb of God. You can pray over the show today, pray on the app. Hallelujah. We're looking to Ghana. We're looking at all of our brothers and sisters down in Ghana. My son, Adam. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Bertha, is this you today?
Yes, Pastor.
How you doing, Bertha?
I am just wonderful.
Bertha, I thought you were going
to Words can't express how I feel.
Hallelujah. Bertha, did we have a time last night or what?
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Can't even describe it. I felt like I had lifted some 5,000-pound weights. My arms are still sore.
Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Bertha, what was
the
that?
The glory fell.
What's that little prophetess girl name you brought with you?
Prophetess Alicia. She's calling in now. I think her area code number is going to be 248.
But yeah, Prophetess Alicia. That's her name, Alicia. Praise the Lord.
Prophetess Alicia,
precious woman of God. She prophesied, praise the Lamb of God, so accurately into my life last night, spoke words into me, praise the Lamb. I tell you, it was awesome, praise the Lamb. I think this is her right here. Wait a minute. Erico 313.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Prophet. This is Prophetess Alicia.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
All right. I talked about you twice today on twice on the air, and I've talked about you on the telephone today. I said, that little lady grabbed my hands, put her little scarf around my neck, praised the Lamb of God, and prophesied until, Lord have mercy, I thought she had been in my prayer closet with me and the Lord. I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. Powerful. Powerful. Praise the Lamb of God. Move of God on that.
I was in prayer this morning, and God added a little more to that.
I'm listening. Stop the noise, everybody. I'm listening. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Do your thing. Tell me what God's saying today.
God said to tell you that you have to do a conference calling all pastors, bishops, apostles, and he's going to use you as a tool, an instrument to get them back on their knees at the altar. He said many of them are too prideful, and they don't want their congregants to know that they have fallen away from prayer. But God is going to use you to bring forth that conference and bring them back to where they need to be. He also showed me a distribution department where you're going to have more books and literature that God is getting ready to birth out of you that's going to be distributed all over the universe.
Oh, my goodness
that
gracious.
That doesn't work.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Lord have mercy. My God, this woman here, I don't know if I should have let her talk. Bertha, where you find this woman at, Bertha? Tie up to a tree? Lord have mercy. Oh,
God linked us spiritually, and she just manifested spiritually at the church.
Oh, my goodness gracious, what a powerful woman of God. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God for the word of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Now, you know I didn't wake up expecting this to happen on the show today. Praise the Lamb of God. She said, God, add it some more. Daughter, thank you. I thank God to make you an intercessor for me. Thank you so much, Alicia. I get excited for people who intercede for me anyway. Praise the Lamb of God. But when somebody I don't know, praise the Lamb of God, I have not had any contact with, hallelujah, take it upon themselves to pray for me until God start talking to them about me. That excites my spirit, praise the Lamb of God, because that shows the love of God for you too, you know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Loves me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Father. Hallelujah. I exalt your name. I give you glory. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In this day, bless his holy name. I got a smile on my face today, people of God. Hallelujah. Now, wait a minute. Now, you stay with us, Alicia. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, you going to lead us to the throne of grace today?
Yes, Prophet.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness. People of God, I'm telling you, hallelujah, this woman of God here is going to take us to the place, hallelujah, that the Lord will have us to go to. Know today that God is looking your way. God is looking your way today, people of God. Bertha is coming now. Come on, Bertha.
Father God, in the name of Jesus,
Lord, yes,
I come
Lord.
Before your throne as humbly as I know how. Father, I ask you first off to forgive me of all of my sins, knowing and unknowing. Cleanse me, O God, in your precious blood, that I can come boldly before your throne of grace, interceding on behalf of your people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to let you know that we love you. We adore you. We magnify and we worship and praise your holy name. God, we just thank you because you are a God that does not lie. We thank you, God, that your word is true and you stand on your promises. And, oh, God, we just thank you today. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your unmerited favor and grace, oh God. We exalt you, O God. We thank you, O God, for peace, love, and joy. Oh, God, we just ask you now in the name of Jesus, as we lift up those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, that you will heal them, oh, God, now. We cast down every spirit of infirmity that has been sent to attack the body of Christ. Oh, God, we know that you are a healer, that you came to set the captive free, and your healing blood is yet still flowing, and it yet has power. Father God, I just ask you now to open up the faith of your children, oh God. Let them receive their healing, their deliverance by faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to believe and receive what you are doing in this season. Father God, I ask you to open up the hearts and the minds of your people to receive the shift in the atmosphere, to receive the new order that you are establishing in this universe. Father God, I lift up every nation, every kingdom, Israel, that they will come under submission to your word and to your will, O God. We pray for peace and deliverance in the land, O God. We pray and ask that you will let your blood run as a river through these lands to stop, bind, pour down, and cancel all of this vicious, unnecessary violence, O God. Stop the bloodshed, Jesus. Let your word come forth as never before. Let your Holy Spirit of fire consume the lands, O God. Burn up everything that is not of you. Every spirit of idol worship and idolatry. Oh, God, burn it down in the name of Jesus. We pour down the spirit of Jezebel and Baal in the name of Jesus. And all of their cohorts. You have no authority in God's kingdom. You have no authority over God's people. And we cast you down now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we lift up our children before you today, oh, God. We know, oh, God, that it is a sprinkle over these schools that has been set to destroy the children. But, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pull down that sprinkle of vicious violence and we cast it back to the pits of hell. Oh, God, open the eyes of your watchmen on the wall. Let them see, oh, God, what's happening in the spirit world. That they can intercede and pray and pour down and buy the and protect your people. Let the warriors go out, oh God. Sound the alarm with the trumpet. Oh God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for peace in the lands now. Oh God, I just thank you to look all through your man's eyes. Look all across the church, oh God. Continue to speak them, oh God. Continue to give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Revelations of your words. Oh God, take them higher in you, oh God. Deeper in your word. Deeper in his prayer life, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for Pastor London that you have blessed him with the job. Equip him for what he has to do, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the angels of protection be around us, oh God. Day and night, bless our going out and our coming in. Oh God, let your glory continue to cover us. The angels all around us. In the name of Jesus, we exalt you, oh God. We thank you for your glory, oh God, that you have released upon this earth. Open the eyes of your people, oh God, to walk in your glory, to know your glory, to receive your glory. Holy Spirit, teach us. Teach it as only you can, because only you know the true will, Father. Only you know the identity, oh God. Only you know, Holy Spirit. Teach us the ways of the Father and the Son. Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Teach us how to worship you more. Teach us how to praise you more, oh God. Teach us how to stop moaning and groaning. Praise your name for all that you have done, for all that you are doing, oh God, for all that you're going to do. We bless your holy name under your feet. We bless your holy name, Jesus. We bless your name, God. We lift up holy hands before you, God. We bow in your presence. Holy Jesus, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, God, that I'm sitting here at your feet under your side. I said, in the name of Jesus, and in his flesh and blood, and give you glory, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Give you glory, oh God. Give you glory, oh God. Must you under your side? Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, I give you glory, oh God. I give you glory, Jesus. Oh, send your people out of spiritual death, oh God.
Thank you.
Last night, praise the Lamb of God. It was just, oh my God, I just can't come out of it. You know, I went to bed last night about 2 o'clock. I woke back up at about 6:37, and I just cannot let it go. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 504, your mic is hot. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon to you. How are you? Who's calling? Erico 504.
Jesus.
Hello?
Bless your name, Jesus.
Who's calling? Erico 504.
Oh, holy Jesus.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. I guess that was a mistake. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Erico 504-577, you push one on your dial. If you want to speak, you can call back. Praise Alicia. Is Prophetess Alicia with us? Uh-oh, she didn't went on hold, too. Bertha, can you hear me?
I am.
Yes, I can.
I can really say, where is everybody at? Get off the floor. Praise the Lord. Get up. Get up off the floor. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Listen, Alicia, I just need you to express in some kind of way what happened last night. You know, I was on the praise the Lamb of God, the giving out side. You guys was on the receiving side. Why don't you just help us, praise the Lamb of God, to understand the magnitude. It was a totally different kind of anointing, praise the Lamb of God, that was present last night. I'm telling you, hallelujah. It was awesome, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it was, the atmosphere was just conducive for the miracles that took place and those who came and received their healings and their deliverance. and the great word, the great recipe for receiving our miracle that you gave in the word. It was just an awesome time.
Yes, it was. It was definitely an awesome, awesome time. And praise God. I just want to tell you that I'm thankful for the meet. I thank you for the connection. I hope and pray that, you know, our ministries can come together in some kind of way. I'm sure it is. Praise the Lord. Bertha talked so much about the apostle there in the house and all of you guys. She's talking about it in such a rich way. I'm sure that day is making its soon approach that we will come together, praise the Lamb of God, and meet and greet each other. Praise the Lord. That's Prophetess Alicia, y'all, and we thank God for today, and we thank God for Bertha. Bertha, thank you again for calling in. You hear me, girl? Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much. Praise God. People of God, what an awesome day it is. Praise God. Now, let me tell you something. This is the results of prayer, people of God. Hallelujah. This is not a, what should I say? This is not a manufactured, praise the Lamb of God. I wasn't running around jumping up and down, jumping off the podium, slapping people, pushing people down. None of that kind of stuff was going on, praise the Lamb of God. I'm just saying that. Some people do that, praise God, that's on them. I'm not calling nobody fakes and frauds. I'm just saying that it was the move of God, praise the Lamb of God. It was God that did what he did, praise the Lamb of God. God moved in a way, hallelujah, that none of us could deny his presence. Praise the Lamb of God. I shared with you all. I talked about it every day. Praise God. I told you all it was worth getting on a plane, train, automobile, get there. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you in the Detroit area, praise God. I labored with you on Facebook, kept posting it myself, posting it, telling you to come out, praise the Lamb of God, and receive of the Lord. But those that did, praise the Lamb of God, life-changing experience, praise the Lord, a move of God that left them in a place, hallelujah. It's very rare that I lay hands on somebody for healing and for deliverance and for situations, and God tell them why they are in the condition that they're in, that God reveals, praise the Lamb of God, right there, Johnny, on the spot, praise the Lamb of God, why they are in the condition that they're in, praise the Lamb of God, and be 100% accurate, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to the condition of people. Boy, we have deliverance going on in the house, praise the Lamb of God. We have spirits, praise the Lamb of God, coming out, praise the Lamb. At one point, that lady's head was all the way over in the garbage can, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, because it was coming up as we were calling it out, praise the Lamb of God. Just laying the mantle on her, laid the mantle on her, started that manifestation. People of God, let me tell you something. God is real, and God is doing a powerful work in this season, praise the Lamb of God. I've been sharing with you all. I've been talking to you all. I've been pleading with you all. I've been pressing you and pushing you to the place of prayer, praise God. You must get in that closet. You must press your way in to the place, praise the Lamb of God, where God and you can fellowship, praise the Lamb, where God and you can fellowship. Don't leave up out of there, praise the Lamb, until you feel his arms wrap around you. That's what I call it, praise the Lamb of God. When God's arms wraps around you, praise the presence of the Lord, hallelujah, in a powerful way. And my God, that you cannot explain in words what you're really feeling, praise the Lord. That's when you know it's God, because you can't explain that electrifying, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, feeling that you're feeling, hallelujah. It's not cold, but you feel like it's a chill, but you're not cold, hallelujah. My goodness gracious, it's not hot, but something's burning, praise the Lamb of God. Something's warm in your bosom. Hallelujah. My goodness, feel like you're having to stand up on your head. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. His spirit moving upon you. praise the Lamb of God, he has come near you. That's the time, praise the Lamb of God, that you must enter into that worship even greater, praise the Lamb of God. And you don't have to do a lot of hollering, hallelujah, and screaming or anything of that nature, praise God, but being in that prostrate before the Lord, hallelujah, laid before God, hallelujah, thinking on him, calling him by all his names, praise the Lamb of God, telling God what he said in his word that he is, and what others such as King David and the prophets have declared that God is, and exalting him in that way, people of God, hallelujah. And then when you go into that quiet place, the Lord starts speaking, praise the Lamb of God. Many of us do not get past that first stage, and that first stage is praise the Lamb of God, praise and worship, praise the Lamb, and then we just start talking, and then we leave. Hallelujah. We leave. When I say we leave out of that state of mind, that state of consciousness, hallelujah, that God is present. We leave out the state of consciousness, hallelujah, that we're acknowledging him and that we're allowing him an opportunity to minister to us as we're ministering to him in our prayer life, in our praise life, in our worship life. We, as priests, we minister unto the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. We minister unto the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. And I praise. And I'll never forget when I was young. Praise the Lord. When I was much younger, I'll put it that way. When I was much younger, because I'm still a young man. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. That I heard a preacher say, I don't even know why people see that you can minister to the Lord. Ain't no way you can minister. How you going to minister to God? Hallelujah. In spirit, praise the Lamb of God, and in truth. In spirit, praise the Lamb of God, and in truth is the way the ministering comes. Praise the Lamb of God. We got another caller here. Praise God. Let me see. Eric Cole 248.
Eric Cole 248.
Your mic is
hot. Stephanie.
Who's calling?
Hi, Prophet. This is Stephanie
Hi.
Brown. How are you?
Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm calling because I have a testimony to share.
Oh, that's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. Praise the Lamb of God. Is a testimony. Help yourself, girl.
Yeah, God is so good. I just wanted to say just last week that Britt and I had set aside money for our house payment. And, you know, money was a little tight and it wasn't room to do a whole bunch. But my spirit said, no, you still haven't paid your tithe. So I followed the voice and I paid my tithe like I was supposed to. I was obedient to the word. And, you know, I laid it a bit Saturday morning. I'm like, okay, you know, we've been working so hard, you know, trying to make ends meet, you know, so much going on right now. And I'm like, you know, it's just still not enough. So Britt asked me, he said, close your eyes. He said, you got your eyes closed? I said, yeah. He said, I got a surprise for you. And I said, what? I opened my eyes. It was an unexpected $500 check.
Jesus, 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 look at
this
God.
This by being obedient.
Look at God work through the obedience of his word. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, Stephanie, let me tell you something. Since you and Brett, praise the Lamb, your husband and you have erected that prayer room, praise the Lamb of God, to make a long story short, the prayer room that you all have there at the house and praying together, praise the Lamb. Have you noticed a great difference in your relationship?
Definitely, definitely. We, you know, we pray together. You know, I work midnight, so we don't, you know, we try to do it when we can before I go to work or, you know, when I come home. But definitely, it definitely has made a difference. And
how about
we
with
actually
the...
just,
what's
we
going
actually,
on?
Our prayer garden is it's like a, it's like outside kind of, and it's been raining a lot in California. So we, this weekend, we built another altar in our bedroom. and it's just amazing, because just when you look over there, it just prompts you to just get on your knees and just, you know, begin to just seek God on whatever. You know, it's just wonderful, and I'm just so thankful, you know, that we pressed our way and we made one in our bedroom. Because
wow.
All the rain is outside.
Wow, that is so awesome. You made one in your bedroom.
Yes.
People of God, hallelujah. I see why the Lord is moving so mightily in you all's lives. Praise the Lamb. Now, I want to pray with you before you get off. Father in heaven, I give you praise, honor, and glory for your daughter. Hallelujah. Your son, I thank you for their life and their living. I thank you for all that they are to you, Father. And I give you praise, hallelujah, for our testimony today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak wealth and riches in that house. I speak, oh God, no lack, no struggle. Hallelujah. Even I know, Father, that as you are taking them and allowing them to go through these various stages in their marriage, oh God, is to prepare them for what's ahead, hallelujah, in the ministry of marriage. I thank you, Father, that they're going to be able to witness to others concerning their giving, concerning their living, concerning lifestyle, conduct, love, praise the Lamb of God, and fellowship in you. I pray now, Father, that their marriage be a motto in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you are well pleased within the heavens, that give glory to your name. Hallelujah. And that other marriages, hallelujah, and people who are not married would envy, praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God, and covered with a holy covenant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And their desire to have what the Brits have. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray now that this husband and wife, hallelujah, remain together, sealed in your blood, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
You know I love me some you, and I love my little Jada. Jada's doing all right?
Jada's doing good. She has a lot going on right now. Just keep her in prayer, because I tell you, the enemy is so busy, he tries to attack her mind, and, you know, in so many areas. But she has so much going on to only be 9 years old. And the enemy see what's ahead. You know, he see what lies ahead, and it's just so awesome, you know, what God is doing for her at such a young age, which is just
odd,
you know.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been praying for her and Jasmine.
Yeah.
Praise
mm-hmm.
God. And both of them covered in this season, you know, and I know that Jasmine struggles with some different things there too, praise the Lamb. But we are praying for those children because they are part of the package and the plan of God. And I'm just going to tell you this again, Steph, and know this, that a lot of the things that's happening, God is allowing to happening for your learning experience so that you are able to minister to others, because they're going to, you just wait. It's going to be so much drop before you're going to say, Lord, I ain't never heard of this one before. Lord, what? Say what? They doing what? God's allowing you to experience, but he has your children in his hand. Praise the Lamb of God. He has marriage in his hand. So be secure in that, okay?
Amen. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Love your testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. Is this Pastor Lon Shane London? Is this Pastor Lon Shane?
Yeah, that was an awesome testimony, man.
This Pastor Lon Shane London Jr. Is this the soul host? This is Lon Shane London that slipped up in here. Praise the Lamb of God. What's happening, man of God?
Man, I guess I got, you know, on my birthday Friday, I woke up to that morning to a new job, and it's you know, they offered me a new job that Friday, and they actually started me on last night at midnight. That's why I'm kind of groggy and just getting on. I'm sorry, but it was awesome. I came in just in time to hear an awesome testimony, man. That was an awesome testimony. Awesome, man. God is really doing something great in the Brit's life, man, and Brit and Stephanie's life, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. Awesome.
Man, Lawrence, man, let me tell you, man, if you had been there last night, and you know, and saw, praise the Lamb of God, the move of God was so mighty, man. It was just awesome. Praise God the Lamb. OMG, the Lord moved in the house. Hallelujah. And we had such a wonderful, wonderful high spirit of time until this show, man, has just been on fire.
Amen.
Testimonies. Whoa. My goodness gracious. Praise God.
Give me a rundown of some of the testimonies. I missed them all.
A rundown or not good when you get off the show. You get on this show late, you get your butt up and get some coffee.
My goodness, I tell you, even yesterday I didn't want to come in for paperwork and training and no sleep. So it caught me when I got in this morning after I got through on meditating. So yeah, you know, I'll get used to it, though. Amen. Ooh, these lines are lighting up, I see.
Man, I'm telling you, that Reggie brought a couple of... I don't know why Reggie won't call in. Where is Reggie anyway? He should call in and testify.
Yeah, right.
Man, Reggie got... He left the church, had brought the people with him, praise the Lord. He wound up going home with new suits and new clothes.
Wow.
As a result, bringing them to the house of God. He wound up being rewarded last night. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What's her name? I forget her name. We call her Divine, you know, Andrea. Praise God. She was there last also. Oh, my goodness. The Lord blessed that woman's socks off. Lawrence, we had demonic deliverance last night, man. We had to cast one out. We had to cast one, praise the Lamb, about four of them in there, but they came out, praise the Lamb of God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Lady's head was over in a garbage can. You know, garbage can is sitting in the back of the
sanctuary.
To get it, we had to go get it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As God was doing his work up under that mantle, because I brought the mantle out, man. The Lord let me bring the mantle out. And, man, I tell you, it was an awesome, awesome move of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And then at the end of that, praise God, the Bertha had brought Prophetess Alicia with her. And I had never, experienced her before. And she came up. I had ministered to her. I don't even know what I said to her, but I did minister to her. And she came and she laid hands on me, man. And prayed for me, praise God, at the end. And she prophesied, man, as though she had been in my prayer room with me and the Lord. I was so there's some things I know that God and I only know. I haven't mentioned to nobody, praise the Lamb of God. Only God and I know, praise the Lamb. And she went all the way up in the cookie jar, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, and I'm just wondering how she get a relationship with God like that, that he let her know all. You know what I mean? Praise God. we praise God for the woman of God, man. We praise God for the woman of God. I'm just telling you, Lord, I couldn't even hardly sleep last night, man. I couldn't stay asleep. Jumped up this morning, praise the Lamb, early, saying, Lord, have mercy, what are you doing? Praise the Lamb. God is really moving, you know, and I was telling the people of God that all of this is the result, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of testimony. Not of testimony, I just read the word testimony of Vigil. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God on the page. As the result of prayer launch, this intense prayer, hallelujah, that people are entering into, Man, I'm telling you, praise God, and the woman of God came and prophesied on the show today, Lauren, she prophesied and said that God is calling, calling me to bring forth a conference for the fivefold ministry, because there's so many shepherds and apostles and bishops, praise that have lost their prayer life. Their prayer life is gone, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. You can lose your prayer life through being, and watch this, you'll lose your prayer life doing God's work.
Mm.
But you're not taking time to pray. You have become so busy with going through trying to teach, minister, this, doing that, visiting hospitals, going here, conference calls, until you really don't have time in your own mind to spend in prayer the way you, every time you get ready to go in, you fall asleep.
And
your prayer life is not healthy anymore. Praise the Lamb of God. This causes spiritual depression. Hallelujah. So a lot of men and women of God are suffering with depression right now because they do not have a prayer life. Praise the Lamb of God. A fruitful prayer life, I'm talking about fruitful, whereas that you get into the presence of God and the Lord responds to you and the Lord responds to your prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Man of God, let me tell you something. You get excited about God.
Amen.
You know, nothing can bring you down when God is speaking to you. I was reading Jeremiah today, praise the Lamb of God, as God was speaking to Jeremiah, and the Lord told him, said, man, he said, you have to set your face as a flint, praise the Lamb of God, because they are going to reject you, and they are going to fight against you. He said, but fear none of them, because I'm with you, see? He said, because I'm with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I will uphold you. When you have that type of assurance, because God is speaking to you, and what you're going through becomes very simplistic. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, it may be painful, but you know where the Lord told me this. The Lord told me I was going to have to go through this. Praise the Lamb of God. When your relationship with is of such, man, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's, you know, trying to get the people of God to understand this, praise the Lamb of God, and then take this quality time out so that they can receive, hallelujah, the word of God for their lives, hallelujah, and the direction for the day. That's the awesomeness of it, man. Praise the Lamb of God. Wow, Lawrence, we have two calls here. Praise the Lamb of God on the backside. One is Bertha. Praise God. Let's light up Bertha. Bertha, you're live again, Bertha.
Yes, praise the Lord. I have my own personal testimony from the service last night. It was the word of God. The glory was just in everything. But there was a different kind of anointing in the house last night.
Yes,
and I almost want to say it was a priestly anointing.
Hallelujah.
Because you kept saying nobody is hollering, but the anointing hushed us so that we can receive the recipe. That
My
word,
God.
I don't know who else it was for, but that word was for me. When I came home, when we took the wrong exit, me, Alicia, Lisa, we took the wrong exit because our mind was just floating. But God led us back to the right direction to get home. And I came home, and I just sat, and I just worshiped God. And I just worshiped God. And I examined myself. Because the part of the word that stuck with me was, of the recipe, was when you said, people sometimes don't receive instructions or the word of God because they're looking at your outward appearance and not the anointing that God has in you. So they question what God said, and they don't want to receive it because of the messenger God has sent the word through. And that's me. I don't question who God sent it through, but I know people question if God has sent the word because of, I'm just so burnt, you know. And God just had me give myself a total examination of me. And I just said, Lord, if I have not spoken what you said, the way you said, forgive me. I just went into a repentance because I want to be that yielded vessel that God has called and to speak the word, whether they receive it or not, because you said they're not rejecting me, they're rejecting God. The word was a word of examination. And even when the anointing was flowing with the healing and the deliverance, you knew the presence of God there was there. I knew it had totally hit when divine favor kicked her shoes off and they went to the front. She didn't even know she had kicked her shoes off. But yet she was yet under the anointing and began to dance. And no one could say anything. It was just a hush.
My God in heaven. My God in heaven. It was like that, too. You know, the anointing was in such a way. And I'm going to tell you what happened. I caught it, praise the Lamb of God, while I was ministering the word, the Logos word, praise God. Wait a minute, Bertha, I think this is Alicia here to call in too. Wait a minute, just 1 second. Erico, 313-694.
Nope, this is Reggie.
Oh, hey, Reggie, praise the Lord. Let me share this right quick, Reggie, then I definitely want to hear yours. Praise the Lamb. But when I was ministering the word last night, Pastor London, I was sharing, praise the Lamb of God, out of the experience of Naaman. And one of the recipe, praise the Lamb of God, for the miracle, a part of that was, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that even though he was an honorable man, praise the Lamb of God, God had to bring him down so that he could honor the prophet, praise the Lamb of God. He didn't want to reverence the anointing that was on Elisha's life, praise the Lamb of God, so that he would obey the voice of Elisha. He kept complaining. I thought the man of God would tell me to do something. Why I have to go down to Muddy Jordan and baptize myself 7 times? This is stupid. This is ridiculous. Surely he could wave his hand over me or something of this nature. What happens is, praise the Lamb of God, people have lost respect and don't give honor, praise the Lamb of God, to the anointing that's on individuals' lives because they're too busy looking at the person. Jesus had this same issue with his townsmen, and he shared with them, praise the Lamb of God. He couldn't do many miracles because of their unbelief. And then he turned around and said, a prophet has no honor in his own home, praise the Lamb of God. You know, when you can bring people to the reality of what the hindrance is in the move of God, praise the Lamb of God. It's a shame. I mean, shameful it is. And I say this as a pastor, praise God, that the greatest moves of God that I have experienced is outside the church I pastor. Because when people come to hear me in other places, praise the Lamb, they come with a greater expectation. The people of truth, they show up. It's just another Sunday service. They have no expectation. There's no draw. There's no pull on the anointing. But when people have been praying and fasting for a service, the man of God is coming, the prophet is coming, the apostle is coming, praise the Lamb of God, and they have laid the way in prayer, and they have an expectation, that's where God moves at. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They reverence the anointing. They reverence the words that are coming out of his mouth. That's what God moves at. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said it himself. He said, because you have no honor, praise the Lamb of God, and you don't honor the prophet, then, praise the Lamb of God, it's because of that that you don't get a mighty move of God. Hallelujah. So we have to be careful in that area to make sure that we continue to look at the anointing and reverence the anointing on the lives of people. Because when you get caught up in the person itself, they'll stand up and say something. You say, I don't want to hear them. Ah, here we go. Let's go. Hurry up and get this over with so I can go and do so-and-so. But if you really reverence the anointing, you'll sit there all night to receive what God has for you. So that's become a problem within the American church. The church in America is like that. Hallelujah. Because we're common. So it's like that. Praise God. Reggie, where you at, man?
I'm right here.
Well, tell us something, man. Talk to us, Reggie.
Whew, my God. Well, early yesterday morning, I'll say, I was on my way to work, and I called my godmother, which was Monica, because she was supposed to come to the service anyway, but she was going to meet me there. And I had been trying to call her all weekend but couldn't get through. And I called her yesterday morning, and she wept. And they had been going through some things in the household where they were at the end. And, you know, it's funny how when we get so down, the last thing we want to do and hear about is church.
Mm.
And I remember being hesitant, you know, trying to tell her to come to church. But I said, okay, I'm just going to ask her anyway. And I said, Monica, I need you to trust me. I need you to come to church with me tonight. And I said, I will pick you up. You ain't even got to drive. I'm not even going to text you the address. I'll be there at 6. And I told her, I said, bring your granddaughter too. And she said, well, she's not going to want to come. I said, well, that's all right. I'm going to fight with her till we get her in the car. And, you know, all day the enemy had been showing me that, you know, they weren't going. And so I kept praying, and I even asked a couple of my friends to pray. And throughout the day, I kept on praying. I listened to the broadcast as normal. And another opportunity came and arose for me to take another person to church. And I said, well, I'm going to bring them too. I only got a car, but I'm going to load everybody I can up in there. And yesterday I did. I went around the world. I picked everybody up. And when we got to that church, oh, my God, I remember being downstairs. And Prophet, you told me and Raphael, you said, you know, y'all stick with me. Y'all going to see some miraculous things go on. And that
yeah.
was sign number one. Their service
I told you that
started.
Last night in the basement, didn't I?
You did. They were just up there praying. And we, you know, service went on, and I could sense that, you know, the people I brought, they were a little nervous, but, you know, I didn't look back at them or nothing. I said, I want God to just completely have his way. And he told me, he said, I got it. And you know, it's so funny how you had pointed them out, because they sat there. Everybody was coming forth for their prophecy and their miracle, but they sat there. And you said, come on up. And when you gave them the words, nobody had knew what was going on except for me. And there was so much confirmation in them. And then not only that, but the granddaughter, she always wondered what her purpose was in the kingdom. She always said, I know that there's a call, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what it is. And yesterday she got it. And she wasn't afraid after you got through with her. And I'm thankful. So, when I dropped them off last night, Miss Cheryl had a ton of suits at her house. And she gave them to me. So now I'm going to be sharp on Sundays.
Amen.
It's a lamb. What suits you get, boy?
I'm going to have to say about 10, almost.
Thank God.
Yep. Lars, I think two of them suits will fit us, Lars. We got to go check this out.
And before I go, though, all week, though, you have been talking about how the Holy Spirit will drop a song into your spirit, and that's your call to go and worship. This morning, I got my song. And so the second I got in my car, I began to sing it back to him. And that is when he actually began to talk back to me. And he told me, no, you don't need to be afraid. Where I'm getting ready to take you, and what you're getting ready to do, you have to trust me. You can't be afraid. And so I'm just speechless.
Hallelujah. Praise. Now I'm going to drop this on you all. I'm going to drop it right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all just hold up a minute. Lawrence, don't say nothing. Bertha, don't say nothing, because I don't want no excuses. Everybody is here listening to me. I want you to hear this. Say, hear ye, hear ye. Praise the Lamb of God. Lawrence, give me some of that announcement stuff so I can give this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is coming up. Praise. Now, don't. Yeah, that's right, Lawrence. Hit that bell again.
Yeah, hit it.
Listen. Do not say, I did not tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. Ding dong. The prophetic outpouring, the 12th annual prophetic blowout at Soul Harvest, 16300 Woodward Avenue, Highland Park, Michigan, 7 o'clock p.m., December the 28th. Bishop Lewis Evans is the pastor. Praise the Lamb of God. Dr. Linda Evans, praise the Lamb of God, co-pastor. And this is being sponsored by Apostle, I forget her name, praise the Lamb of God, I forget her name, but she's sponsoring this. We was just over at Soul Harvest, you know, not too long ago, and the move of God was mighty. Lawrence was there with me. Reggie was there with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Raphael was with me and some others. And the move of God was very powerful over there. The cloud is moving back over there. That there is a daughter, apostolic daughter, that's under Bishop that wants to have this service, and she wants to hold it there at Soul Harvest. And Bishop Lewis Evans has already contacted me and said, Shakespeare, I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to be right here waiting on you. Praise the Lamb of God. And my people have already said they are supporting this service. So don't say I didn't tell you. December the 28th, praise the Lamb of God, and come looking for the prophetic meteorology report for the new year. Praise the Lamb of God. What God is saying about the new year. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm just telling you, Lawrence, did I give him the date?
You did. You did.
Did I give him the address?
You gave the address.
Did I give him the time?
You gave him the time. You gave
okay.
it all.
All right. All right. I just wanted him to know.
And you gave the promise. And you gave the promise.
Hallelujah. And I gave the promise. Now, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then after that, December the 31st, of course, pray at 10 o'clock p.m., we're going to be, praise to have another prophetic blowout. Praise the Lamb of God. We're taking the, you know how we do on the page and everybody prophesy? We're doing it at the church. Praise the Lamb of God. Back at the Truth Church on December the 31st at 10 o'clock p.m. to around midnight. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to be our New Year's Eve service. That's how we're doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. In the traditional Baptist church, about 100 preachers preach. We're going to have a prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God. Just prophesying. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to hear what God is saying in this season, in this hour. Praise the Lamb of God. Lawrence London there, he prophesied. Bertha can prophesy. Right? Alicia can prophesy. If Jocelyn get on the plane, she can prophesy. If nobody who comes through the door, praise, they got the prophetic mantle. Let's hear what God is saying. We're going to prophesy up a storm. Praise the Lamb of God on December 31st, right there, praise the Lamb of God, at the Truth Church in Dearborn, Michigan. Don't you dare miss it, praise the Lamb of God. Don't you dare miss it. It is going on. What day is the 28th? It's a Friday night, praise the Lamb of God. The 28th is a Friday night, praise the Lamb of God, for the Soul Harvest service, praise the Lamb of God. A few days later will be the 31st. We will be, hallelujah, ready for that. I'm telling you, people of God, I'm leaving out of this year strong and breaking in the new year stronger. Because God has said, from strength to strength and from glory to glory. And I believe that word, praise the Lamb of God. I believe that word, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Woo! God is awesome, isn't he? Now, people of God, let me share this with you before we come back, praise the Lamb of God, with more testimonies and things of that nature. I need you all, praise the Lamb of God, because they come another call. I'll see you 708. I'm coming to you 708. Just stay right there. Praise the Lamb. I need you all to consider, praise the Lamb, this is going to be my last day talking about this. The feed program, only about three or four of you, praise the Lamb of God, has submitted a donation towards the food drive. Praise God. Hallelujah. To feed the hungry. Praise the Lamb. Y'all know about the $22. I've been talking about it. You can feed a family for 3 days, especially children. Young children is the focus of this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We pray for the children, but we don't take action for the children. Hallelujah. We're giving them backpacks, and the backpacks are full of food for their homes, things of this nature, praise the Lamb of God. And we're partnering with our sister, praise the Lamb of God. Now, that you need to do, PSMINTL.org, PSMINTL.org. The next thing we're doing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is the birthday present for Jesus. I can't believe it. Praise God. And maybe you all are just saying, well, I'm going to wait to Friday when I get paid. But maybe only two people have donated like $20, $25, hallelujah, towards Jesus' birthday gift. Praise God. Now, I have always done this. Now, I'm going to tell you all what I do. Whoever I spend the highest amount of money on, praise the Lamb of God, for Christmas, I have to spend higher for Jesus. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. See, people of God, hallelujah. We have to come to the place of understanding, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that prayer is one thing, but faith is an action word, praise God. We have to come to a place of understanding how we honor the Lord, how we reverence him, praise God. We say it's Jesus' birthday, but we don't treat him like it's his birthday. We treat it like it's our birthday or like it's our children's birthday, praise God, because we're caught up in tradition. We're caught up, praise the Lamb of God, in tradition. But in actuality, it's Jesus' birthday. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm challenging you all now to go, praise the Lamb of God, to PSMINTL.org and make that donation, praise the Lamb of God, so we can purchase the machine, hallelujah, for the ministry. Now, all of you as a part of PSM, praise the Lamb of God, I know, I trust you're going to do something. The rest of you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, I'm trusting that you receive something from the show, praise the Lamb of God. I don't get on here begging or anything, but we do need the equipment, and I'm saying to you, come on and give, praise the Lamb of God, as God bless you to be able to give, praise the Lamb of God, seeing that it is the Lord's birthday. Praise the Lamb of God. Join us in this giving, praise the Lamb of God, to the Lord for his birthday. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now, people of God, got Pastor London on the line, praise God. He ain't said nothing in a couple of days, so now I'm going to give him the mic, praise the Lamb of God, and let him lead us back into our prayer discussion here. What you want to say, Lawrence? Come on, help yourself here.
You know what? I'm just feeling good basking in these great testimonies. I'm telling you, it's nothing like being revived by the testimonies of the saints. And even what Reggie just said, it's awesome when the teaching goes forth and the words of God are declared on the show and is reaffirmed by the people who listen. I mean, it did my heart joy that he remembered the song in your spirit, and he got up and he offered that song back to the Lord, and he said, the Lord spoke and said, don't be afraid. You know, I just felt that testimony, and I just, you know, it's nothing like seeing people and all of us together just having a great relationship with the Lord here. And, I mean, this is awesome. I'm glad I was able to press in and catch some testimony time. It ain't nothing like the testimonies of the saints, man. This is a empowering time for me, and I'm just enjoying everything. I'm enjoying Bertha. I'm enjoying everyone. Oh, man, this is awesome. And then we got a couple more callers on here even now. You know,
well, Lars, you can open up the calls and take those calls, praise the Lamb of God, right now.
Man, 708, they're waiting, so I'm lighting up 708. 708, your mic is hot. Who are we talking with?
God bless you. This is Apostle Riley calling in. I can't hear in this part of the discussion.
Awesome.
But what my ears have heard is really got me excited. I'm on the road right now, but I was calling in to talk to my apostolic prophet.
I'm right here, brother.
Keep on doing what you're doing. And I'm on my right side is my wife. We had recently just got married. So
yeah, man, we already announced that on the show and everything.
Yeah, I heard about it. So we're excited about what God is doing for Shower, because God is taking his people to different dimensions. And I'm looking forward to the next dimension that he's going to take us on in our ministry as well. So we're excited about what God is doing, and we know it's the hour of prayer and intercession. So we're not giving up, because giving up is not an option. We can't throw in the towel, so we're fighting a good fight. So we're excited about what God is doing in our lives.
Hallelujah. Well, praise God, man of God, and we wish you well. You and your bride, praise the Lamb of God, as you all continue to celebrate this Christmas. I know it's a very special one for you all. Praise the Lamb of God. And I hope and pray that your marriage be long and lasting, and that the blessing of the Lord is upon him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Lawrence, would you like to pray for him right quick?
Yes. Father, we come thanking you for Papa Riley and his new bride. God, thank you for what you've placed together. Matter of fact, we declare right now that the two are now three. It is husband, wife, and you. God, we entangle them together in you, Father, and we declare right now that you would bring them forth as a great, mighty couple. God, there's nothing like your power, nothing like a union you put together. Tighten them up in you, God, and make them one with you. Because when they're one with you, no man can break or no man can separate. So we thank you in advance for all the blessings that's going to come through their life. And we thank you in advance for even the restored marriages that's going to come forth through the power that you've given them in this union. We thank you for his ministry. We thank you for his life. We thank you, and we ask that you continue to give them miraculous provision and let them see your face together. We declare it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, man of God. You all be blessed as you go on your way. God, and we're excited about your future. Praise the Lamb of God. Excited about your future, man of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's for us, and hope to see you all soon.
Yes, looking forward to it. We're excited already for next year for the gathering. He's going to be with me this year, so I'm going to enjoy that.
Hey, oh, man. Yeah, man. We coming to Chi-Town. We coming to the shine. The prophet is coming home. Praise the Lamb of God. And the gathering is coming with me. And the glory is coming with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Coming home to the city I was born and raised in. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastored in, ministered in for many years. Hallelujah. And still go and minister there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're working hard to make this work. Bring things together in the way that the Lord will be satisfied with. All right, man of God, thank you again for calling in. How come you
Amen.
Praise God. Let us say hi to us.
Okay, that's what I wanted to say. My wife wanted to release up to you, if that's okay. We were
it's
driving.
Always, come on with it. Praise God. That's why I told you, let her get on the phone, man. Praise the Lamb.
Amen.
Come on, Sister Riley.
How you doing? Bless you, Prophet Shakespeare, and to all the listeners.
Hi, Sister Riley. You got to get used to that, huh, Sister Riley?
Bless you, Prophet Shakespeare, and to all the listeners. While we were riding, I just saw God taking you on a cloud, and you were floating. And God was just using you, and you're just not only going to another dimension, you're on your way to another nation. I just see God elevating you so as if you're on a right now on a cloud floating. You're not walking. God is just lifting you up and taking you from place to place, from city to city, from town. I don't know where you're getting ready to travel to, what's getting ready to take place. All I know is I see God lifting you up above the nations. I see God taking you there. I just see you on that. You're just like as if Jesus, when he was walking on the water, and see, people mistake that water for the natural water, but it was the word of God that he was floating on. So I just see you just floating. It's just not just a
Lamb. Praise God. Boy, this is a powerful compliment. Sister Riley, let me tell you this. The Lord just brought my remembrance of a vision he gave me when I couldn't have been no more 20 years old. A vision he gave me, Riley. Praise the Lamb of God. Couldn't have been no more than of me standing behind an altar that was set on a cloud, and the cloud was going across the sky, and I was preaching or prophesying from the cloud, just looking on one side of it, prophesying, looking on the other side, prophesying, going across the sky. Praise the Lamb of God. Just want to tell you thank you for the word. Hallelujah. It's in season. It's due season, praise the Lamb of God, and it's manifestation time. For that, praise God. Hallelujah. Bless you, bless you, bless you for that word today. Oh, my goodness gracious, what is exploding on this show. Hallelujah. All right, you all enjoy your honeymoon.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Be blessed now.
You too.
Wow, what a beautiful couple. Praise the Lamb of God. On their way, praise the Lamb to, I don't even know what he said he was on the way. He just said he on the road. Praise God. So traveling grace. Amen. That the Lord would just take them. Praise the Lamb of God where they're going. Hallelujah. And do, hallelujah, for them what needs to be done in this season. People of God, I'm telling you, praise God, this is a season, hallelujah, that the outpouring of the Spirit of God is upon us. We're receiving it, praise the Lamb of God. And those of you who are listening to my voice today, I'm going to tell you again, praise the Lamb of God. You must press into the presence of God in your prayer life. You must get in that place where you can hear God. You must get in that place, praise the Lamb of God, where your praise and worship is uninterrupted, undisturbed. Hallelujah. You may not hear God the first time, but I dare you to continue. Praise the Lamb of God. I dare you to examine yourself before you go in there. Hallelujah. I dare you to look at yourself and say, you know, Lord, praise the Lamb of God, I'm not worthy to be here, but I'm coming to you, Father, because I need you. Hallelujah. And allow, praise the Lord, your secret space, the Lamb of God, and your closet issues to be laid before God. Give them to the Lord. Cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. Seek him with your whole heart, and you're going to find him. Praise the Lamb of God, and allow the Lord to minister back to you as you minister to him. If you talk to God, expect God to talk to you. Praise the Lamb. You talk to God, expect God to talk back to you. Praise the Lamb of God by his Spirit. And people of God, God will give you direction and guidance that will blow your mind. Praise the Lamb of God. God will tell you things to do, hallelujah, that will shock you and amaze you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. If, in fact, you do diligent, praise the Lamb of God, to press into the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Woo! Lord, I gave out so much, praise the Lamb of God, when it came down to that recipe for the miracle man, praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness. I gave the norm out of praise the Lamb of God. Of course, we need a believing participant. Praise the Lamb of God. We need an extremity that is beyond help of mankind, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, or that seems to be beyond, that we don't know the cure to or the remedy for, the issue that presents itself or the equation. We can't find the answer, praise the Lamb, but God has it and God knows it, and then by his divine mediation, praise the Lamb of God, and intervention, God comes and does what nobody else can do. But one of the things that the Lord showed me was, beside the honoring and what have you, is the level of humility that we must have, praise the Lamb of God. God had to break, praise the Lamb of God, he had to break, hallelujah, Naaman's spirit. He had to break him down, praise the Lamb of God. Sometimes our positions in life, in our society, causes us to feel that we are above some things. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not doing that. You feel you can miss the moment of your miracle. Praise the Lamb of God. Miss the moment of your miracle. Praise the Lamb of God because of your attitude about you. Your attitude, praise the Lamb of God, they always have said, determines your altitude. And you can get to the place, praise the Lamb of God, that you are so high up in your attitude about yourself, praise the Lamb of God, until you will be beyond your miracle. You'll be above your miracle, praise the Lamb. The old people used to say it, praise God, and Jesus said, praise the Lamb of God, I'm low and meek, praise the Lamb of God. And so therefore, if Jesus is low and meek, if you're going to find him, you must become meek and lowly. You must humble yourself, people of God. There is no arrogance in God. There is no pride in God. Hallelujah. There is no stature in God. When we come to the Lord, we must come to the Lord broken and contrite, praise the Lord, recognizing the blessing and the privilege to just be in the presence of the Lord, recognizing the blessing and the privilege just for God to hear your voice, just, praise the Lamb of God, for the blessing and the privilege that our uncleanliness, praise the Lamb of God, is covered in his blood. Praise the Lamb of God. There is nothing, no righteousness in us, praise God, that gets us before the throne of God. It's the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, hallelujah, that gives us audience with God. And we must come to that place of humility, praise the Lamb. If we're not broken, if we're not contrite, praise the Lamb. I share with them, Lawrence, that when you examine the miracles, praise the Lamb of God, of Scripture. I mean, we can go back to Elijah, praise the Lamb of God. The woman that needed the oil, who had the oil in her house. Humility, praise the Lamb of God. She had to come and admit that she was broke. Hallelujah. She had to come and admit, praise the Lamb of God, that her sons was about to be taken away and made slaves because of her debt. She had to come and admit all of that, and because she admitted all of that, it postured her, praise the Lamb of God, in a place of humility, praise the Lamb of God. Some of us can't get our miracle, Lawrence, because of the fact we don't want to admit our issue.
Amen.
We don't want to admit our, we don't want nobody to know we, some people don't want nobody to know we're sick. Don't tell nobody I'm sick. I ain't told nobody this, but, you know, the doctor diagnosed me with cancer, but I haven't told nobody. Don't tell nobody. How are you going to get prayer if you don't tell nobody?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Your pride can kill you. Hallelujah. Your pride and your arrogance can kill you. Your stature of yourself can kill you. Praise God. You move right along through Scripture, and I know we don't have all day on this, but I mean, you look at, praise the man at the pool of Bethesda, feeble, weak, praise the Lamb of God, nobody to help him, rejected of society. He gets to the pool and he's left. He can't walk. He can't even roll over in the water. He gets there, they lay him there, and then they leave.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Abandoned. No assistance. Jesus walks up on him. Out of all the people there waiting on the trouble in the water, he chose the man of humility.
Yeah.
He said, why, what's your problem? You've been coming here so long. He said, when the water is troubled, I have nobody to help me get. I need healing to get in the water.
Mm.
I need a miracle to get in this water.
Yeah.
I believe that I'll be healed if I step in first. But I don't have the power to step in. I don't have the strength. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He was the one to be healed. I mean, you just walk through, praise the Lamb of God, the miracles of Jesus. The woman, the Shunammite woman, she comes to Jesus on behalf of her daughter, and she's standing there, and Jesus, disciples reject her. She just wouldn't give up. Jesus comes and talks to her, praise the Lamb of God, and he tells her, it's not right for me to give the children's bread to dogs.
Dogs, yeah.
She didn't flip or trip. She got up under what he said. She said,
yeah.
Lord, you're right. You're right. It's not right for you to give the children's bread to a dog like me. But even the dogs receive the crumbs that fall from the table. Jesus looked at her and said, I have not seen such faith. But so watch this. There's a secret there. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a powerful secret there. I haven't seen this kind of faith in Israel. I haven't seen this kind of humility, this kind of humility of faith, this humbleness, praise the Lamb of God, this posture of undeserving request. I don't deserve this, Lord. Hallelujah. But I'm asking for the crumbs that fall from the table because we think we somebody all the time. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
I know, you know, yeah, well, you know, I'm this and I'm that. My tenure in God, none of that, praise the Lamb of God, means nothing to God. Whatever I have done these 37, 38 years of ministry, I owe it to God. Praise the Lamb. I'm still living in the red. I'll never be in the black. What can you do to pay for your salvation? To miss hell and live eternity. What's 38 years in comparison to eternity?
Nothing.
What's the suffering that I have gone through to compare to the glory that's in front of me? Hallelujah. The glory beyond. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
When we come to the place of humility, thank you, Jesus. Even the demonic man, praise the Lamb of God, at Caesarea, even the demonic man ran and fell at Jesus' feet. The demons and cried out, praise the Lamb of God. Humility. What is your problem? Praise the Lamb of God. You cannot be broken. You cannot be broken, and because you can become broken and contrite, you cannot receive from the God of heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. You cannot receive from the God of heaven, praise the Lamb of God, because you refuse to be humbled in the presence of God. I speak to pastors, apostles, prophets, potentates, pontificators, dukes and duchesses. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're going to receive from the Almighty, hallelujah, then you better learn how to get humble.
Amen. Amen.
The most powerful man we know in Scripture was Moses. But next to his name said, there was not a man that was as meek as Moses.
Yeah.
There was not a man that was as meek as Moses. And God used him to open Red Seas, to bring water from rocks. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Because of his meekness and his humility. We must come to the place, people of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. I think I done messed up now. Because somebody then got delivered. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody receiving their deliverance right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This could just well be why you're still holding on, praise the Lamb of God, to your condition. Because you can't be broken. You can't come to the place of contriteness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. King David in all his splendor, glory, wealth, riches, money, fame, praise the Lamb of God, knew the power of contriteness. Hallelujah. When he repented in the 51st Psalm, you read it. Praise the Lamb of God. Remember, this is a king praying. Hallelujah. Yeah. This is a king praying. Against thee only have I sinned, O God. Hallelujah. This is a king praying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Blot out. Hallelujah. Remember my sin no more. This is a king praying, not just some pulpit, not just some humbled person walking down the street who know he's unworthy. This is a man draped in royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you that you can't humble yourself before God? Humility is a powerful, praise the Lamb of God, element in the presence of God. When God sees the humility, praise God. The woman who gave the widow's mite, we look at the amount she gave. Oh, she gave all that she had. No, she gave her heart, praise the Lamb of God. God was looking at the humility of her heart. This woman gave, praise the Lamb of God, all she had because of her heart. In humility she gave it. Because when Jesus explains, praise the Lamb of God, that greater is her reward than the rest of them, praise the Lamb of God, it's because they're standing there praying, Lord, I'm glad I'm not like this man. I'm glad I'm not. It's their arrogance, their pride, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must come to a place that we understand that wealth and riches does not status you.
Amen.
Your knees give you your status.
Amen.
Your knees give you your status in the kingdom of Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your prayer life gives you your status in the kingdom of Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Your spirituality, your worship, your praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your heart, can you forgive or are you still holding on to it? Can you release or are you still holding on to it? I'm talking to somebody today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're never going to be free until you free those in your heart. Praise the Lamb of God. You're never going to be free until you free those out of the prison of your mind that you're holding grudges against, that you're holding hatred for, that you're holding animosity against, until you can forgive, praise the Lamb of God, then iniquity is in you, and God is not hearing you, and then the blessing cannot come upon you. Okay, y'all don't want to listen to the prophet today. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I'm going to tell the truth everywhere I go. Praise the Lamb of God. We must get to the place, praise the Lamb of God, that we understand how God works. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. How God works in this season and in this time, and how he desires, praise the Lamb of God, to bless each of us. Hallelujah. And remember the word of God. It's not that the Lord's hand is slack. It's not that the Lord's hand is short. His arm is not short that he can't stretch it to heal you. That is not the problem. Praise the Lamb of God. That is not the problem. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm on fire here. My goodness gracious.
I see.
Just dealing with this one issue of humility. Praise God. Man, I'm telling you, it harbors so much, this pride and this arrogance that we have. It harbors so much. My God, my God, my God, if we could just break away from it, praise the Lamb of God, and get free from that, praise the Lamb of God, we will see countless miracles. Praise the Lamb of God. We will see God moving at an unprecedented proportion of power, praise the Lamb of God, and outpouring in our lives if we could just get beyond ourselves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just get beyond self. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What I talked about, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I talked about, praise the Lamb of God, last night, Lawrence, Naaman's, praise the Lamb of God, issue with that leprosy, praise the Lamb of God, it was unhealable. Praise the Lamb. There was no cure known to man concerning, praise the Lamb, Naaman's condition. Naaman had a unhealable condition. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Watch this, Lawrence. Praise the Lamb of God. The king of Syria was whom Naaman was employed by.
Yeah.
He was a part of the Syrian army. Praise the Lamb of God. Since he was a Syrian, he was a heathen. He was not covered, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, by the covenant of Abraham. The king heard the maid, praise the Lamb of God, talking about what Elijah could do.
Mm-hmm.
The king got gold, silver, raiments, and what have you, and sent them to the king of Israel with a note, with a letter for his servant to be healed. Now, the king of Syria, watch this. This, the people of God, this is going to get you. The king of Syria felt, evidently, that the king of Israel knew about Elisha.
Yes.
Watch this, Lawrence. He sends a letter to the king. He don't send it to the prophet. The king gets the letter and says, am I God? Can I make a man live and make a man die and make a man live again? Why he sending me this letter? And he rent his clothes because he thought the king of Syria was picking on him to start a war by asking him to do something that he couldn't do. And when it was noised abroad, Elisha got the news and said, sent to the king, said, king, what's wrong? Why are you tearing your clothes? He sends me this. He said, send them down to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, listen to me. Your healing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, might not come directly through your prayer life, praise the Lamb of God. God may use you as an object lesson, praise the Lamb of God, for somebody else. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. See, every miracle is not a miracle done on a person because they're worthy of the miracle, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. But God works the miracle many times to excite his people, to bring his people to a place of faith and trust in him again. Praise the Lamb of God, that he might do mightier works. See, we got to, God Almighty Moses, we out of time. We got to desire greater from God than even the miracles that we're seeing. Mm. We got to desire greater than healing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got to desire nations to be converted. Hallelujah. States to be converted. Cities to be converted. Communities to be changed. Those are the miracles we need to be praying for. The miracle of salvation. I bless you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're out of time. Praise God. I love you. I love you. I love you. But I had to drop that on you today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor London, thank you for being here with me today.
Amen. I'm glad.
Hallelujah. Thank you for being Bertha. Thank you. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophetess Alicia Riley, Apostle, and his wife, his new bride, all for being a part of the show today. All of the testimonies that came in. Awesome show today. Awesome show today. I love you. I bless you. Lawrence London Jr., get us out of here.
Man, God is working miracles, signs, and wonders in this day, and he's making us all brand new. We are excited about your future.
There's a new day dawning to me. I can feel it coming now. Dark clouds have rolled away.
And sadness, those days are over. But God